Welcome back to another episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. I'm very excited about this episode because Mandy, an Inner Circle member who's already lost about 150 pounds over 2 years, which is just extraordinary, she's reached a point where she's gaining and losing the same 5 pounds over and over again, and she's gaining and losing motivation, and she knows what she should be doing, but she's actually just having trouble sticking with it, which is incredibly common. That's most people. They know what they should be doing, but they're having trouble sticking with it, being consistent, da-da-da-da-da. So if that sounds like you, give this episode a listen. It's very short, a lot of information. I hope it helps. Talk to you soon. Mandy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for getting on the phone. I appreciate it.
I'm super excited.
I'm very, very, very excited. Thank you for doing this on a Saturday afternoon. How's everything going?
Good.
Where are you located, by the way?
I am in Canada.
You're in Canada. Awesome. Well, I'm very excited to hop on the phone. This is the first time talking. And so I already went through and I know exactly the email that you wrote and I know what you want to talk about, but just do me a favor and just like give me some background. Like, you've accomplished some really amazing things. So just like talk about what you've already done and how you'd like to, how you think I might be able to help you on this call.
Sure. So a couple years ago, I started a weight loss journey, and over the course of about 2.5 years, I lost about 150 pounds. And last fall, I kind of hit a bit of a roadblock. I was trucking along, doing really well, and I don't really know what happened. I just sort of stalled, and I've been bouncing around the same 5 or so pounds up and down for about, and some weeks I'll have a great week, and, you know, and things look good, and then right away the next week it's kind of back to more of a maintenance mode, or, you know, adding 2 or 3 pounds here. So just, it's kind of funny because I know what I need to be doing. Obviously I did it to lose 150 pounds before, but I'm just lacking, I don't know, I guess that consistency to just get back on track and stay on track long term to lose the last of it. And I don't have a specific goal weight in mind, but I'd like to lose probably somewhere between another 40 to 60 pounds to get, you know, into a better BMI range.
Got it. Okay. Well, first of all, losing 150 pounds is incredible. That's amazing. So huge congrats on your success so far. It's like, it's beyond amazing. So massive congratulations. So it sounds like the major issue currently, or since the past 9 months or so, has been you lost 150. And then ever since then, there's been a dip in consistency, right?
Yeah.
So some weeks it'll be great, and then other weeks it won't be so great. So could you walk me through what a great week would look like?
I think one thing is I have stayed very consistent in the gym. And so it's really nothing to do with the workouts. I really actually enjoy going to the gym. I really enjoy, you know, all the workout programs of yours that I've been doing. And that time is a priority for me. So going to the gym is not an issue. It's really on the nutrition side. And so, you know, most weeks I do my meal prep, early in the week, but, somewhere along the way, some weeks I just fall off the wagon. And I think it starts with, you know, oh, I'll just go out for lunch instead of eating my meal prep today, or there's treat the round at work, or there's some kind of special celebration. And I think I'm probably just having trouble leaving it at, you know, a couple things a week. And when I fall off track, it's not, you know, get right back on track the next meal. I sort of let myself go for a couple of days before I try to get back on my plan.
Got it. So are you tracking your calories as part of your meal prep, or it's more just like focusing on food quality and portion control?
Both. So I was super, super good at tracking my calories for those first 2 years, which is, you know, a big piece, I think, of what contributed to my success. And it's the same thing with falling off track with eating right now, is I'll track my calories for a couple days, and then I'll be like, oh, you know, I know what all this prepped food is, or what that, you know, cookie is worth. and I'll kind of let that go for a couple of days too.
Okay, awesome. So talk to me about what you mean by let that go. Is that like, is there binging involved? Is there like, is there uncontrollable eating? Is it a lot? Is it more just like little bits here and there that add up over time? And just to clarify, I want to let you know, and as I'm sure you've heard on these podcasts before, everything that if you've ever struggled with something, other people are struggling with it. So if it's binging, if it's whatever, like the more straightforward and honest, like the better. So if there's uncontrollable binging, let's talk about it. If there's other stuff, let's talk about it. But like, there's no judgment. This is 100%, like whatever you're going through, I guarantee more people struggle with it than you think.
Right. I don't think it's binging. Like, it's not like I just go absolutely crazy and like eat four times what I should that day, but it's more so just eating crap that I know I shouldn't be eating. And instead of having like one cookie, I'll have like three cookies, or, you know, instead of having one treat here and there, it's like I'll have four treats throughout the course of the day. So I don't know, maybe that is binging. I don't feel like it's binging. I think it's just eating way more calories than I truly need. And one thing that I used to be really good with that helped with my success in the past was before I'd eat, I'd really think, am I hungry or do I just feel like I want to eat this? And I would really, you know, not eat unless I was truly hungry. And that's something I've been struggling with, is even though I'm not hungry, I'll be like, oh, I want that cookie. And so it's more about cravings and true hunger.
Got it. Makes total sense. And just to like be straight, in terms of binging is, you're right, binging is where it's where you'll eat until well past the point of discomfort, like not even where you like really don't even want to, but it's an uncontrollable urge where like you'll just eat, and then like well past the point of like feeling good. So it just sounds like eating a little bit more than you should, you're more just like, I really want that. And like, instead of having one cookie, you'll have three or something. It's not uncontrollable binging. It's more just like cravings that you're sort of giving into.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. When you are doing this, let's say, for example, when you have the three instead of one, or when it's like, I'll go out for lunch or whatever, do you feel guilty afterwards? Do you feel like, like shit, like I shouldn't be doing this, but you do?
Occasionally, not all the time though. Like, I know, you know, I've read lots of your posts and podcasts and stuff in the past where it's like, you shouldn't feel guilty about what you're eating. It's more so, I guess maybe it is a little bit of guilt, because after I'll eat it, it's not like, oh my God, I shouldn't have eaten that, but I'll feel like I really didn't need that.
Yeah. And I'm glad you made that clarification, because a lot of times when people hear a lot of my podcasts or read my stuff, they'll say what they think I want them to say rather than what's actually going on. And you're like, well, no, I don't feel guilty because you've said I shouldn't feel guilty. But like, that's not actually necessarily what's happening. And so I think you're right. Odds are even though I've said you shouldn't feel guilty, that doesn't mean that you don't feel guilty. And it doesn't mean that like there won't be times when you will. And it's important to understand that, because if there are feelings of guilt, then that can contribute to what's going on. So for example, what one of the things I'm thinking is, you've struggled with consistency lately in terms of nutrition and in terms of getting back on track. And one of the major reasons that people will struggle with getting back on track is because they feel guilty after they go, quote unquote, off track the first time. And that guilt will lead them to think, well, I've already screwed up, so whatever type thing. And it's not always conscious, but it's like, well, so I've already screwed up, so whatever, I'll just keep doing it. And they use that guilt as a excuse. Again, unconscious. It's not like conscious, like, okay, I'm going to use this as my excuse, but it allows them to keep going off until, because it's like, well, why bother? Like, I've already screwed up. Does that sound like what's going on at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, because sometimes I will get, like, I'll have a, you know, really crappy meal. I'll go have pizza for lunch. And it's not like I just throw away the rest of the day. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what is it like? If you had to pinpoint a reason why you've been having trouble with consistency, what do you think it is?
Do you know, so I was thinking about this the other day, and I really almost wonder if it's because I'm pushing myself so hard in the gym that it makes me feel like I'm entitled to eat more than I need, or I can't eat shittier because it's like, oh, well, I worked out, you know, six times this week for 2 hours a day. So I think, honestly, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think that because I'm working harder in the gym than I probably really need to be, it's causing me to eat even worse. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. I can't even begin to tell you. That's incredibly common. I mean, think of it this way. If I told you that you could work, if you worked out hard 7 days a week for 2 hours a day, you could eat whatever you wanted and looked however you wanted, and that'd be great. Like, all you had to do is work out 2 hours a day every day as hard as you can, and then you can eat whatever you want without guilt or without feeling like anything because you'll look however you want. You'd be like, yep, sign me up, I'm in. Like, 2 hours a day every day so I can eat whatever I want, however, whatever portion I want. Like, of course, right? It's like, unfortunately, that's not how things work. And I think a lot of people get into the mindset of, I'll be able to work it off, or like, I deserve eating this because I worked so hard. And that's very common. And I think that honestly, the fact that you recognize that as a reason why you've been inconsistent, it's there's no question, like, that's the reason. Because if you're able to objectively look at your behavior and say, hey, I'm eating this right now because I deserve it because I worked out hard earlier, you're like, I'll have three instead of one because I worked out hard earlier, then that's it. No question about it.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because we all tend to know what to do generally, and we all generally know what to do, and we all know what to do and often why to do it, but sometimes it's harder to actually just get it done. So let me ask you this. Knowing that is a major issue for you, could be one of the major reasons you've been struggling. What do you think a good next step would be?
So I think I need to ease off on those workouts. So when I joined the Inner Circle and I started doing the Unicorn Challenge, I was like, there's no way I can only work out 3 or 4 days a week and cut out all this cardio. Like, that doesn't even make sense. That's not going to work for me. So I haven't been listening to you.
You haven't been following the instructions, Mandy.
Yeah, I just outed myself. I have been continuing to go 6 days a week. I have been, you know, adding a bunch of cardio at the end of those workouts. And yeah, so
I think. So, Mandy, what do we need to do?
Well, I should probably just listen to you and scale it back to those workouts as outlined in the program and not push myself.
I'll tell you what. Really, I think that's a fantastic idea. I'm going to be very honest. I think that is a tremendous idea. But it's funny. I'm joking and I'm laughing, and I'm glad this is lighthearted. I want you to know, and I want to be very candid with you, the fact that you've been so open and objective with all this, like, it's been 13 minutes and 3 seconds that we've been on this call, okay? And and sometimes I'll be on a call with someone for an hour, and they won't be able to get to the point where they can really call themselves out on what's going on. And they for an entire hour where they won't be able to. And then other people will be like 45 minutes in, then they'll finally be able to be open to it. Some people are never open to it. Like, the reality is you knew exactly what was wrong. You knew, and you weren't going to be defensive about it. You weren't going to let ego get in the way. You're like, you knew exactly what was wrong. And even to the point where I offered another option of, hey, maybe guilt is doing this. You're like, no, it's not guilt. I was like, okay, well, you tell me what's going on. You're like, okay, cool. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. It's like, and so, like, the fact that you're able to be so open and honest and objective is a massive advantage. And it confirms for me that I have no doubt you will absolutely achieve your goals. There's no, you, first of all, you've already accomplished so much in a very short period of time. I know it probably doesn't feel short because you've been working so hard and every day it's a lot of effort, but you've accomplished a tremendous amount in a relatively short period of time, and I have no doubt that you will go way above and beyond to do even more. I really do mean that, and it's because of your openness and objectivity and lack of defensiveness. So that's incredible. And I also want to say, this is another very common thing. I'll tell you a short story if I can bore you for a second. There's a really I was about to say really old. It's not really old. It's about like about 8 years old now. A workout program called 531 from a colleague. His name is Jim Wendler, big power lifter. He put out 531 about 8 or 10 years ago now. And I'll never forget when it first started coming out, people were asking me my opinion on it. Well, what do you think of 531? What do you think of 531? And it's a good program. It's a very good program for powerlifters and for just strength enthusiasts. And I started to get a lot of hate. A lot of people were like, well, 531 sucks. It's not working for me. It's not working for me. And I'd be like, well, what are you doing? They're like, well, I did 531, but I changed this and this and this and this and this. And I was like, well, hold on. Then you're not doing 531. They were like, well, he said to do this percentage and do this and do that, but I did this and this and this instead. And it's so common. People will, well, I tried this program, but it didn't work for me. And it's like, okay, well, so what'd you do? Well, I did the program, but I changed this and this and this and this and this. And it's essentially what's going on where you have the program, but you're like, well, that's not going to work for me. So I'm going to add this and add this and add this. It's like, you know exactly what to do. You have the program, follow the fuck out of it. And follow the fuck out of the program as written, because like it's not written for shits and giggles. Like it's very deliberately designed and created. And I guarantee you, since you already know your weakness is doing too much and allowing that to be a reason to overindulge, that reason will be taken away when you scale it back and you do exactly as it's written. You're like, God damn it. He forced me to tell him what's actually going on. do you feel like almost a sense of relief now? Like are you worried about something? Do you feel confident going forward? What are you thinking now?
All of that.
Respect. Okay.
I think it's so easy to rationalize, like, well, you know, Jordan built that program for people who want to get stronger, not people who want to lose weight. Or, you know, like you can kind of rationalize, well, that's not my exact situation, but I totally just needed to hear you say that. And now I need to force myself to listen to that because I know it works. Like I've seen other people post in the inner circle about the Unicorn Challenge and, you know, whatever their goals are, losing weight, gaining strength, building muscle, and it working for them. But you always just think like, oh, but I'm different. But we are all the
fucking same. We are all the same. It's incredible because we really are. And it's so easy to rationalize. You're right. It's so easy to rationalize it. And if you read the introduction, you know exactly that it's for you. Because it explains exactly what the goals are and what the nutrition is for. And really, what you needed just a little bit of a kick in the tuchus to be like, hey, Mandy, stop fucking like bullshitting and do it, because this is exactly what it's for. And did you finish the challenge? Where are you in it right now?
So I had done the first couple weeks and then went on vacation and then restarted it. So I'm in about halfway into month two.
And how are the workouts going? Not the extra stuff that you're doing, the bullshit, but how are the workouts going from the strength perspective?
I love the workouts. Good. Yeah. I really, really enjoy
And you feel
them.
Yourself getting stronger and you like it? Okay.
I do.
So
yeah.
I have a challenge for you. So you're about halfway through, essentially, in terms of
Yeah.
So that means you have about like 45 days left ish. Perfect. Yep. So I have a 45 day challenge for you for consistency to the workouts, but also nutrition in terms of the remainder of this challenge, 45 days. Are you doing the calendar Red X challenge, that part of it? Mandy, I know that hesitation means no. I knew it. I knew that meant no. You were like,
No joke. I knew you were going to ask about this, and I might have printed off a calendar and got a red marker.
Yesterday. Well, okay, so you got it. So you have it there now. All right, I'm not going to get upset because you have it there now. Good. So that is a major portion of the challenge. And again, I didn't say it for shits and giggles. It's a very deliberate part of the challenge. For the remainder of the 45 days, every day, big red X when you finished it on that day. And I want you to also, do you have an accountability thread in the inner circle yet? You've got one today. You're going to go in there and make one. You're going to go in there and you're going to say, all right, Jordan and I hopped on a call. We spoke about it. And this is my accountability thread for the next 45 days where you're going to follow the workouts exactly as written. No extra bullshit. And you're going to, if you want, what I would love to see is every day take a picture of your calendar that you red X off it with, like, you don't need to spend a ton of time, but like picture of the red X and then like a brief description of your day could take about a minute and a half max. And like you could even do it like you just at the end of the day if you wanted to. But every day, 45 days, consistent, I guarantee you, number one, I know you can do this. Number two is I guarantee you, if you follow through and you stick to it 45 days straight, there will be no issues with consistency. And you'll find that probably it's going to be easier to stick to your nutrition because you're not continuously giving yourself a reason to go off track. What do you think about all of that?
I'm in.
That did not sound confident, Amanda. You got to say that. What? I didn't hear you. What? You're what?
I'm in.
You're in. There we go. All right. Good. You're in. That 45 days, which means by the end of day today, we're going to see your post in the inner circle. I'm going to look for it. I'm going to be in there looking for that post. And I don't go to bed until late. So I know I'm going to be up. I'm going to be looking for your post. And I have your phone number now. I'm going to be texting you. Where's your post? Be all up in your stuff. You're in. I'm ready. Are you excited? Are you smiling?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I want. I want a big smile. We'll crush it. And do you have any questions? Is there anything else you wanted to cover on the phone? Is there anything else that I can do for you? Do you want me to give you another kick in the tuchus? What do you want?
No, I think as silly as it sounds, I knew exactly what you were going to say and exactly how this call was going to go. But I need a dare.
Well, good. You. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad because now we're going to fucking go crazy, go all in. And if that's all it took was a 22 minute and 11 second call, then like that's amazing to me because. So I'm wicked excited and I'm going to keep track of your posts in the group. I'm going to make sure you're doing that. And anything you need, let me know. But otherwise, 45 days, red X every day. No bullshit extra workouts. Let's crush it, all right? Anything else, Mandy?
That's all.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye.
And that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you so much to Mandy for getting on the phone with me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode helped. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please go leave a review. Rank it. Actually, surprisingly, those rankings and reviews do help a lot. So if you could do that, it would mean the world to me. Either way, I hope you have a wonderful day. Any questions or comments, please don't be afraid to reach out. If you want to join the inner circle, you can always reach me, Jordan@sciatfitness.com. Talk to you soon.